Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Ken Goslin's a good friend of ours. We love talking to him because he makes us smarter. Covers real estate and financial services for the Hartford Courant. Ken, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Ken.
Morning, guys. How are you?
It's been kind of a loose morning here, so anything that
gets said, about that.
Yeah, just ignore anything
us.
We say here.
I got poetry.
So you've got a story that that you had Monday in the Courant, where the governor and his economic development chief David Layman want to double the populations of Connecticut cities in the next quarter century, which I find interesting because everything we hear is people are running for the hills.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something that they really are now confronting head on. I mean, we've been talking about this for many years here, at least a decade, about how we have to do something with the cities, but he is really confronting this head on. And, doubling maybe, shooting very high, but at least getting back some of the population that has been lost. And again, we saw last year, population went down again in Connecticut overall, and so it's really something that they have to focus on.
Ken, I think part of the problem, too, is when we talk to people, for example, why can't we keep our college graduates here? You know, we spend a lot of money to educate them, and then they go to Boston or New York, bright lights, big city. Is this a way to kind of maybe keep these guys here? A lot of them like to live in an urban atmosphere, at least for a while.
Right, exactly. And that is one of the things they're actually thinking. And also, employers want to be in cities, okay? And they want the young workforce because that, of course, is the future of their companies.
Sure.
And so you have to kind of create that situation. Our cities, as opposed to, say, Boston or New York, are smaller. So they have a tougher task to kind of grow here. But steps have started to be taken in Hartford. You know, we talk a lot about new apartments coming in, so you need housing, of course. And then you need, more mass transit, something other than the car to get around and more quickly. And we saw that kind of with the Hartford line being one step there, trying to get around more quickly. But you also need the jobs, and they need to be pretty well paid because the rents in the new apartments, they're not, inexpensive.
Right.
So you have to have the jobs to support that. So it's really complicated. And then, on top of all that, we got to be in kind of an exciting place to live. That's the challenge for the cities.
It almost sounds, Ken, like it's you've got several different elements that you have to have hope work together in order to get this to be accomplished. And we often see in our state, unfortunately, for whatever reason, I've lived here my whole life and I'm proud of it, but it seems like we need to all pull together. There's one or two elements that say, it's not for me.
I think you make a good point there. Mr. Layman, in my conversation with him, we've got this, out in the suburbs going in rural, but we've never really thought of the cities. So, and as a, as a place to go. So I think that's what they're really trying to focus on.
Ken Goslin with us from The Courant at Courant.com. One of the things that, we also tend to focus, and this has been a criticism, that a lot of people focus on downtown. You got Front Street. That's cool. Convention Center, the Marriott, the West End used to be hot, not so much now, at least the West End of downtown by the Transportation Center. But, you can infill the entire city. So, there's a lot of housing stock that could be rehabbed, right?
Yes, that's a very good point. Some people have said, a lot of focus is going on downtown. What about the neighborhoods?
Yeah.
Okay. And so there have been some in Hartford and New Haven as well, moves to do projects in the neighborhood. In Hartford, the renovation of the Swift Factory, so that would be an employment center. And they're out in going towards West Hartford, the renovation of the Bowles Park Westbrook public housing.
Right.
Those old World War II structures have been demolished and new housing built. So there have been some moves that way, but say more has to be done.
Ken Goslin from The Courant is with us talking about the governor's plan to try to expand the cities. The other thing, too, Ken, is we talk about Connecticut as being 169 separate fiefdoms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody's into their own thing. Mm-hmm. Greenwich doesn't care about New Haven. New Haven doesn't care about Hartford. Hartford doesn't care about Willimantic. Is this the type of thing where if we expand into the big cities, then the smaller cities and towns will be even more dysfunctional with their big brothers?
Well, sure that could happen, but I think with having a strong center city, could be a plus for the suburban towns that surround it, okay? Because you don't have a hollowed out in the middle, okay? You have something that's actually happening that's, kind of exciting. And so that could help. Getting the support, though, has been a problem,
exactly,
from the suburbs and the towns that surround cities, because we don't have a county government here, so there's no, pulling together regionally, and I think, Joe, you kind of hit the nail on the head there, that, everyone's in their own little world and maybe not thinking more broadly.
Yeah, and the other thing that a couple of things come to mind, but one of them is we have a similar problem. I was on the radio, about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, in St. Louis. St. Louis has the same problem in that it's landlocked. In other words, it can only expand as far as territory, within the city limits. So you kind of have to backfill, and I guess that's what we'd have to do in Hartford.
That's exactly right. It's really a small city, by geography. So it is, a more difficult task. You're not just going to build out, okay, when you have other areas of the country. They just have larger metropolitan areas, as you just mentioned. So it's a challenge that way, too. But, I was talking to the mayor of Hartford, Luke Bronin, and he was pointing out that 50 years ago, we had at least 50,000 more people in the city.
Yeah.
So there is capacity to add more population. Doubling, I don't know, but to add, definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anything's possible. Ken, great work as always. We really appreciate when you come on the show. Have a great day.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thanks, Ken, for having me.
Keep doing God's work. God bless him. I love this guy. All right.
He's good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.